hey guys.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps electing a reality TV show star to the highest office in the world wasn't a good idea after all.
Whoa,
no
hold
shit.
Up. It worked so good when we had fucking TV news reporter. Oh, wait, no, it didn't. Never mind.
You know, can I just say that, like, when we started this podcast 12 years ago or whatever it was,
Jesus, have I been on this podcast that long?
You've been on for 15 years.
Oh.
Never.
There seems to be a mathematical error here.
Feels like it's been 40.
Yeah.
And that was just this year.
Yeah. That was just in January.
When we started this podcast, I never really had any intention of doing very special episodes.
When we started this podcast, Jake and I agreed. And this year, it's gone out the fucking door. Jake and I agreed. No politics on the fucking podcast.
Wait, hold on. That's something you agreed to?
Yes. I did. Jake, did I not?
He did. We did have this conversation.
Well, that's where went out the window a long time ago then.
Well, that's where the whole running gag of "we're not that show" came from, because even though Josh did agree to it, he could not.
That makes a lot of sense.
That does not sound like me at all.
Anyway, I never had the intention of doing very special episodes. We are on our second one in 2.5 months.
Jeez.
We've done two, starting now, and it's just like, and all day today, I had it all planned out, this whole intro that I wanted to do for today's episode, because a lot of shit's going down.
True.
I thought I had this intro all planned out, and then the orange turd talked.
Oh, God.
And now like, I don't even know what the fuck to say.
I really wish we had a president in this country.
And that's the thing. We don't. The motherfucker hid in the goddamn bunker all weekend and then calls the governors of the states weak. Fuck this guy.
I know another dictator that hid in the bunker.
There's been two of them that I can think of. Well, Spider-Hole.
Defier her?
The other one hid in the Spider-Hole. It's a big spider hole.
But, like, man, I don't know. Yeah. I don't even. Where do we start?
So
words
okay,
do not.
I watched that speech, about a half hour ago. He doesn't know what the Second Amendment is. He condemns them for. In the same sentence, he praised the Second Amendment and then condemned them from using the Second Amendment.
And did not mention the First Amendment.
I mean, like, throwing bricks is still the right to fucking bear arms, right? Is it not? I mean, if we're going by the fucking, by the spirit of the fucking law.
I don't know, but it doesn't sound wrong.
No, I mean, to me it makes sense.
I mean, those are.
I mean, in the.
Sorry, I feel like I'm going.
I'm gonna get really ranty, and I'm sorry.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm more than happy to let Josh off of his leash, for this episode. But when you do, I need you to not get worked up. I need you to hit your points. And then punch each point in the goddamn face. Like, I need...
I'll try my best. But I do want to start off with something I feel is positive.
Okay.
Wait, what the hell?
Saturday night, we met friends downtown Woodstock. Robbie, you were there.
Yeah.
Wait, you have friends here other than me?
it's kind of funny. It's friends we
you
met
son
years
son of
ago.
A bitch! You didn't fucking it's, tell me you had
it's
other friends.
Friends we met years ago. Well, God, it's Vanessa's. It's Vanessa's friend. We met them years ago, and we've kind of been half-assed following each other around the country for a while. We move here and find out that they live in Marietta. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we met them for, I went to Reformation and grabbed like three beers. And then what's the pizza place called? There's a pizza place down the street from Reformation that's freaking awesome. Robbie, what's it called?
Pizza Hut.
No. Robbie, Google that shit.
No, don't let Robbie touch his computer. He messes everything up when he touches his computer. Robbie, don't do it.
So, I'll figure it out later. We were at the park here in Woodstock, just eating pizza, chilling out, and walked up to Truck and Tap, and there's a Black Lives Matter protest. Yeah, protest's the right word. Across the street. And so they're Trumpites, so they kind of shied away from that. They went home. And we all walked across the street, except for Robbie, because he went home. Robbie ate pizza and bailed. Partners to Pizza in Woodstock is fucking amazing.
Yeah, Jordan, it was really good.
I had pizza for dinner tonight.
Me too.
Anyways, and then, we didn't have signs or anything, so we're just kind of standing there like doofuses, but just hanging out and talking with people, and I felt it was really positive. And it was a good protest. It was very peaceful, and like the reaction we got to cars driving by, like, I don't think I saw a single person being negative. And there's a whole lot of freaking military veterans and white military veterans jumping in. Hey, the guy I was talking to, oh my God, he looked like he was Robbie's age, and he was like 52 because, black don't crack. He's like, this is my granddaughter. It's like, holy shit, how old are you? So it was a really good positive experience. I mean, and that same night, CNN freaking got their windows smashed in, just down the road a little bit.
And that's also the jury's still out on if those were actual protesters or if those were white supremacist instigators.
Right, and that's another freaking point that we need to hit later because, yeah. Yeah, this whole thing is...
CNN building's fine. Like, the CNN building is going to be... If you do not think that building is insured, then, buddy, like, I don't know what to tell you. Because, like, the pay was already washed off the next day. Like,
yeah.
It was back to normal less than 24 hours later.
Yeah.
Dude,
you guys saw Killer Mike's speech, right? I said
Yeah. Yeah,
man, like I really respected that guy before, just doing his stuff with Sanders, but his speech that night was pretty freaking awesome. I mean, he dropped the M-bomb on live TV, which was kind of funny, but again, like I said to the old guy at work who finally watched it, there is a time and place for everything, and I feel like that was definitely the time and the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killer Mike's a badass.
Can I just say, I enjoyed the speech and everything. I'm not immediately familiar with who Killer Mike is.
He's an Atlanta rapper.
Yeah, okay. Local rapper. He is a huge Sanders supporter, and there's a lot of videos of him, different videos of him interviewing Sanders on the road.
He's also, he did an not an episode. He did an album with another guy. Hold on, I can't remember the name of it. It's Killer Mike and oh shit. I can't remember the name, but the album was called you know what, I think it was just called Run the Jewels is what it was called. And it's Killer Mike and who else is it? Killer Mike and LP was he's a rapper producer. And they actually had a really really good success with the Run the Jewels, and then what they did is they were actually promoting a cat rescue facility. I can't remember which one. So they took their album Run the Jewels and they actually went to the cat rescue facility and mm-hmm. sampled a whole bunch of the cats meowing and purring and playing with one another. And they took all those sounds and then they remixed the Run the Jewels album and reissued it with all of the like remixed cat sounds. And it's called Meow the Jewels.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is it like the cutest thing ever?
Or they?
I mean, it sounds pretty good. And then, like, that album even got critically acclaimed.
Nice.
So one thing about Killer Mike, which I didn't know, his speech taught me this, is that his whole family is law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. What
just happened?
Nothing. Robbie's been distracting.
So, all right, I guess we should probably start at the beginning.
Yeah, I like the way
So 2 months ago?
2016.
The year is 1619. The first slave ship coming from the transatlantic slave.
All right, we don't need to go that far back.
I mean, we kind of do, but anyway.
You're right. We kind of do, but...
Cliff's notes is, white people stole black people and brought them over to this country and did not give them any rights, forced them to do a lot of labor. Finally, they fought for their freedom during the American Civil War. They were granted it, and then white people didn't like the fact that black people were equal, so they started to make Jim Crow era laws.
Not all white people. How about that?
White people ended up not liking that.
All right.
Enough to matter, Josh.
Yeah. I'm not jumping on this. Not all. Like I understand it wasn't all, but I'm not gonna sit here and
I'm just saying that's the whole reason for the secession and all that is. Well, okay.
Enslavement was the reason for secession.
They were 2/3 of a people after that, right?
3/5.
3/5.
It's the three-fifths compromise.
Which is fucking.
But keep in mind, we're talking about actual people. We are talking about people. We're not talking about things. Enslaved people were seen as that. They were seen as things. This did not stop the enslaved people or the formerly enslaved people or free African Americans, free black men in the North to join the Union Army and the United States Colored Troops. They fought for their own liberation. So this idea that the North was fighting to end slavery was not a thing. However, the self-liberation fight amongst the USCT was very much a real thing. Once enslavement is abolished in 1865 due to the 13th Amendment, we get 4 million people who were formerly enslaved rejoin the Union rejoin society as... What the fuck is that?
Sorry,
Josh getting muted.
All right. Join American society as free citizens. A lot of white people did not like the fact that African Americans had equal rights, so they started to create segregation laws. We know these as Jim Crow laws. Crow era is the starts in the late 1800s and goes very much well into the early 20th century to where we have the civil rights movement of the 20th century, which let's just say it starts in the late 1930s and is on paper still going on right now. Right. Right. But we get a lot of people.
I was going to say there's a lot of states that currently have Jim Crow laws on the books. They don't enforce them, but they're still on the fucking books.
Yep.
Jeez.
Also, I mean, this is also where you see a lot of people from the civil rights movement spring up, such as Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., his wife, Coretta Scott King, and just a slew of others that I, so many names that I just can't remember right now. You know, you have a group of people that are the Freedom Riders who were, right, anyway, let's fast forward to 2020.
Whoa, that was a hell of a time leap.
Unbeknownst to a lot of people because of the lack of media coverage, there was, and here in a town called Burnswick, Georgia, there was a young black gentleman by the name of Ahmed Arbery. Out for his morning jog, and he was senselessly killed by, not police, just shitty white people who thought that they were the police.
It's our new Zimmerman.
Yeah,
with less coverage though.
So a month and a half, like, this is all in the midst of during a global pandemic. Word gets out, and the entire country starts to slowly but surely find out about Arbery's death, and arrests are made. And let's be clear, the only reason arrests were made because it was videotaped wasn't because the police saw the video. It was because everybody else in the country saw that video. That's how that happened. And then there was still a lot of shit up in the air. Georgia's still dragging their fucking feet. The people who shot that young man, that innocent young man.
The two county attorneys reclusing themselves because why? Anyways.
That's just...
So, we also have a young lady, Breonna Taylor, who was a paramedic, an EMT, who was...
St. Louis, right?
I think so. Fact check me on that. B-R-E-O-N-N-A? Anyway. Cops break into her apartment and shoot her while she's sleeping.
Fuck?
There's a lot of conspiracy theories about this, though.
So, well, the story is cops shot her while she was sleeping because they thought that that person was somebody that they were looking for, but the person they were looking for was already in custody and had been for hours.
And they never announced themselves as police officers. Her boyfriend called the cops because someone broke into their house, shot his girlfriend in bed, and fucking bailed.
And then he got arrested.
They never announced themselves as police officers.
Mm-hmm.
They were armed fucking thugs that broke into a house and killed a woman.
They were armed cops, undercover cops, right?
You know what? If you fucking break into a house, you're a fucking thug.
Right, but a lot of people are throwing around the word thug, and I'm not comfortable using that word to describe, because a lot of people are using that word in place of the N-word, and I'm not, using it in the correct context, but I don't feel comfortable, like, using that to describe.
No, I understand that, and yep. I completely agree with it, but when a group of police officers break the law.
That's just scummy.
I mean, okay, a group of scumbags. Jake, go.
This is the first I've heard about this.
Oh, this has been, what, a month?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, I'm not saying I'm not informed. There's a lot of stuff that's happened in the last month.
This is the thing that over the last 3.5 years, the racists have been empowered.
Yes.
And okay. It's absolutely fucking gut-wrenching. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So,
it sucks. Man.
And we're going to get there, but let's continue this.
So, Fast forward to last week. Uh-huh. Man by the name of George Lloyd. George Floyd. Was murdered by a police officer. And when I say murdered, he wasn't shot, wasn't beaten.
Choked to death for 9 minutes.
A police officer put him in handcuffs or some kind of arm wrist bondage and then laid him down, face first, on the ground, and then held his knee on his neck, asphyxiating this man. He could not breathe for 9 goddamn minutes. For nine fucking minutes. And this man died from lack of oxygen. Because of this man's
action. It's worse than that. Dude, did you guys... I didn't read the full second opinion autopsy report. You know, the third party independent autopsy. But I read the cliff notes of it. Asphyxiation caused him to have a fucking stroke. By the time he physically died, he was already fucking brain dead.
Yeah, it was lack of flow to the brain. Yeah. Lack of blood flow to the brain.
And it wasn't just asshole who had his knee on the back of his neck. It was also the other two that had their knees on the back. And then the third one watching them.
Yep. Four officers.
Fucking ridiculous.
Four officers responsible, complicit in this man's murder. Jake.
Jordan, can I ask you real quick?
Yes.
And I think you're going to see where I'm going with this. What did this man do to deserve this? What was he doing at the time?
He was existing.
I don't know what he was doing, honestly. I know the guy was a truck driver.
So the two stories that I've heard, the cop arrested him because he thought he had falsified a check or had a fake check. And then I heard another story that it wasn't a check, that the officer suspected him of having a counterfeit $20 bill. So the issue with both of these situations
is that racism.
Yes. The issue with both of these two situations is that neither of these things are punishable by death.
Yeah.
So it was the fact
You don't even have to check.
There's a better way of doing that. Killing someone's punishable by death, so.
Yeah, but there's a better way of checking.
Robbie.
There's an echo in here.
Can you hear me when I get loud?
Sorry.
Close your door, please.
Checking if someone has something fake. that happened.
Oh, I don't know, like asking them, buddy.
Well, you don't have to fucking chug, dude.
So this is just one of many killings in the line of police brutality towards the Black community, the African American community.
But these are the ones we've known about in the last few months. What about the girl late last year? In Houston.
Yeah. When the cop
was an officer, right?
Yeah, and the cop busted in, quote unquote, undercover cop busted in. And shot her. Like, it wasn't that cop on
wrong
weed. Like,
apartment.
Yeah. Wrong apartment. Wasn't that cop high too?
Well, yeah, but it's like this EMT girl last month. Like, okay. I don't mean to fall into conspiracy theories because I fucking hate them. I hate them. But at the moment, this is a plausible thing that she saw this group of freaking cops doing something they shouldn't, and
how about we don't comment on that because it is a conspiracy theory and we have no way to prove
it is, but in the current climate of shit, I don't know if I I don't.
At the end of the day, it
hurts me to think that that's a possibility. How about that? Yeah. Can we go with that one?
That's fine. My point is that at the end of the day, a person of color was wrongfully killed by cops. It was police brutality.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, it has escalated to the point with the unfortunate death and murder of let me be correct. It was murder, not death.
It was a murder.
The murder of
George Floyd.
That, man, the black community is just, they're fucking tired of it. And man, if you followed the Cliff's notes of the oppression and racism that I gave you at the beginning of the episode, I don't fucking blame them, man. There's only so much an entire group of people can take before the fucking roof blows off, right? So which leads to a lot of these protests that a lot of people I think are unjustly labeling riots, because let's be honest, these are protests. You can call them
They're protests until the cops start fucking firing rubber bullets into the crowd and then pisses them off.
I think we put a pin in that because I want to talk about that in a few minutes.
Okay, sorry. I don't mean to be interrupting.
So
I'm
what happens?
Really ranty tonight.
What happens is, in direct effect of the cause of this murder, is that these communities are sick and tired of not being heard, not being listened to. So what happens? They start doing things like looting and rioting or in protesting like this.
I still think that a lot of this looting and rioting, like Minneapolis. There, I said it right. Said that a large percentage of the people they have arrested are who identify as white supremacists.
Oh, okay, again, let's put a pin in that. I'm giving a timeline.
Crazy.
Once I get the timeline done, we can go all into your rants. All
right.
Yeah, I think, can I just interject right here real quick? I think for right now, Jordan's the narrator. Josh, I will reel you in, and Bert over there, you just smile and wave.
No, he's back to Robbie. He doesn't have his pillow.
All right, Robe. Anyway, all right, back to Jordan. just for this segment. I'm not saying, you know.
No. I get it.
Yeah.
So in direct response to this, and keep in mind, you're also listening to a podcast of four middle-aged white dudes. Well, and maybe not. Well, three middle-aged white dudes and Robbie, who is a young white dude. So,
which was my original intro.
Right. So, and let's also put a pin in that, and I'll come back and say something about that later. So now we start getting these communities that are just fed up of not being heard. So what happens? Things like destruction start to happen. And you know what? I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit. Because riots are the language of the historically unheard. And if somebody wants to sit here with some kind of white privilege and say, like, I just don't understand. Like, there's got to be a better way to protest. First off, you are expecting people to protest to your standards. And if that's the case, then that is not a protest. Second, this is how protests have always happened. Let me tell you a little story about the American Revolution and the destruction of tea that was being thrown off of a fucking ship, and it's called the Boston Tea Party. Let's also talk about the French Revolution and the uprising of the lower and middle classes against the aristocracy. All right? So the fact that riots and these protests never happened, and that there are quote-unquote better ways to do it, don't ask why the looting, why the violence. Ask, what did the system do to wrong these people that it got to this point?
But you know what?
We failed
them from day motherfucking one.
No, exactly. I completely agree. So, because of this, what happened in Minneapolis, this is now a national, if not global, because I saw that there were a lot of protests in London going on that stood in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. And I just want one quick note on Black Lives Matter real quick. when we say Black Lives Matter, we are not saying that other lives don't matter. So the fact that there is a response saying all lives matter means you are completely disregarding the fact that Black lives matter. Yes, so we understand that all lives matter, but that includes Black lives.
Yeah.
So all lives don't matter until Black lives matter. So you can't sit here and tell me that you think all lives matter until Black lives do matter. Josh, you're jumping up and down.
No, I have a really good point on this.
Okay.
I read a couple of really great responses to this on Reddit the last couple of days. One was basically the right wing propaganda news channel has conditioned everybody, which is Fox News, by the way, conditioned everybody to think everybody, all their followers, to think that Black Lives Matter means Black Lives Matter more.
Or that only Black Lives Matter.
Correct. And it's Jesus. With Fox News, it's day by day. It's one, two, or both, you know? And the thing is, they just want to say Black Lives Matter as much. You know, Jesus Christ. Other countries have won this fight fucking hundreds of years ago. And we're still fighting it? This is goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, because of what happened in Minneapolis, this has now turned into a global thing, especially here in the States. There are a lot of protests going on. I know here in Atlanta, there have been protests every night. And there has been some property damage. There has been some property. But as Josh was saying earlier, there's a lot of evidence to support the fact that it was not the protesters, that it was actually white supremacist and white nationalist instigators in order to make the protesters look bad. And there's a lot of evidence to support that. There's a lot of video out there to support that too. So it's also this idea of a society that is so ingrained in its systemic and institutionalized racism that it's come to this.
Yeah.
And man, this country needs to do better. And I also like, and I say this, and let me kind of loop back around to the point I was making, the fact that we're four white dudes. I say that with every ounce of my being, knowing that I was born a white guy, a white male. I'm always going to be a white male. I would never even begin to fathom or understand the struggles of somebody who has different color skin than mine. And I don't even want to assume that I would ever be able to know those struggles, because there is something known as white privilege in this country. And it's the fact that the four of us, being white males, will more than likely never be discriminated against in our life because of the color of our skin. Now, that doesn't mean that we haven't had hardships and that we haven't worked for what we got. Because, yes, we have. We all work. We all have bills to pay. We all want to do better in life. And sometimes we do hit hurdles. That's not what I'm saying. White privilege is the fact that we will never miss out on something because people were biased to us because of the color of our skin. And that is what white privilege is. And that's something that we won't have to deal with. But unfortunately, people of color have always had to deal with this. And Josh.
I thought I was supposed to get ranty.
Sorry.
No, let Jordan get ranty. I'm enjoying the hell out of this.
That was pretty much the end of it. It's like I say that knowing that I will never be able to know the struggle, but I know the fact that I will never understand that. And if I can use my voice and my platform as a place for inclusivity and equality, then man, now is the absolute time to speak up.
And
can I add to that real quick?
Yeah.
Wait, when you're done adding to it, I want to also say my piece on it. So
okay,
go ahead and answer it.
As a former member of the United States military, I took a goddamn oath to defend the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like the violence. I don't like the burning down of fucking businesses and buildings and shit like that. I understand it. I get it. I really do. I completely fucking understand and I get it. But goddamn it, every fucking voice in this nation needs to be heard. And this year, sure, especially this year, if we have any other military members listening to this podcast, we need to fucking protect those voices. Whether you agree with them or not, it doesn't fucking matter. We took an oath to protect their voices. And this is the point. You know, this is the point in this fucking nation. This is a bad point. This is... Oh, God. What was the Jordan? I made the joke that the 2020 chapter of the history books in 20 years is going to be thick. And you said, you corrected me and said it was going to be another book.
Yeah, no, I truly and genuinely think, and you know, I've said it many times in this podcast, I'm a historian. That's what my background is. There are pivotal years in country's history, and motherfucker, it's June 1st. We are not even halfway through this year. And this is, and I can tell you right now that the year 2020 is going to be a pivotal year in American history. It's going to go up there with 1776. It's going to go up there with 1861 and 1865. It's going to go up there with 1914. It's going to go up there with 41 and 45, 1967. This is a very pivotal year.
Yeah.
You're very good at that.
And the thing is, it doesn't fucking need to be.
And you know what? Now that I'm saying this all, I think we calculated a misstep doing this episode, and I really feel like we probably should have had a voice of someone of color come on the show today.
That would have been.
Keep hoping that I run into freaking Donald Glover at a brewery over here, but I don't know which part of Atlanta he lives in. So
I wonder if we do a follow-up to this episode, if we should reach out to the community and ask if anybody would like to come on the show.
Definitely should do that.
You know who I would love?
That's a great idea, Jordan.
So
wait, hold on, Josh, hold on.
Yeah.
But maybe we're thinking of the same person, your friend Sean.
Perhaps I would love for him to come on because I truly genuinely think he's
very well.
Sean is one of the best of us.
Yes.
Reading
his tweets today was just
And I also know that he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ask anything of him if he doesn't want to. So
yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
It's understandable,
but I'm sure we could reach out. If he would like to speak on it, he can. Yeah.
So
open invitation. If you are a part of the African American community or a person of color, and you would like your voice to be heard, the Mickey Mutineers podcast wants to be that platform for you. We would like.
Yeah, find us on Twitter. Mickey Mutineers, or hell, just reach out to any one of us.
Yeah, no, this is fantastic. Yeah, so, go ahead, Josh. I'm gonna circle back to this in a second.
Okay, so the old guy I work with, like, actually, him and I have really connected this week over all this shit. Man, he said, him aside, just about every freaking male in his family, he's 70. He just turned 70. Every male in his family, he said, has been a victim of police brutality. He said his brother got pulled over on his motorcycle. I think he said speeding. I want to say it was speeding. And the cop told him to hand him his keys. And he said, I'm not going to hand you my keys. The cop lunged for his keys. And his brother went to cover his keys because, you know, when I was on my motorcycle, somebody tried to grab my keys, I would do the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, his shoulder was burning. He woke up in the fucking hospital.
Wow.
He got shot on a routine fucking traffic stop.
What? That's just bullshit.
You know, and he said that the other night, we have a company car because he doesn't live here. We have a company car. He was taking that. He was going to go down and support one of the protests downtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got pulled over. The license plate light was out on the company car. Cop told him, turn around, go home.
What do you mean, turn around, go home? Like,
because he pointed the direction he was going. I was just going down where named the neighborhood. And the cop was just like, turn around, go home, fix the light. Like, the cop told him, just don't even go over there. Don't go join the protest. Wow. He said he was joining the protest. He insinuated he was joining the protest, but the cop told him not to.
That's just...
Well, at the same time, you know, I'll give it to this cop. This cop may have been like, hey, it's dangerous. Don't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I was wondering about the context of that statement. Like, I could see it going both ways.
Right.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know which way the cop was leaning himself. So to be fair, but you know, it's just like
it's both sides.
You know, it's just this shit. I can't believe we're doing this right now.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's 2020, and it's 2020, but it's 19 fucking 60 something.
Buddy, we haven't even finished the timeline, so.
Oh.
So.
Well, okay, I'm next. Wait. The timeline that you're talking about right now, Jordan? Narrator timeline? Oh,
yeah.
Jeez. All right. So carry on.
So we have a lot of these protests popping up nationally. And a lot of what you do see, or some of what you see, is, there are cops out there still continuing police brutality, like police officers in riot gear, which, in my opinion, I don't think a police officer should even be allowed to wear riot gear. For people who take an oath to quote-unquote protect and serve, they really lean into the enforcement part of the law enforcement phrase, and I don't like that.
Man, did you guys see Flint, Michigan?
Right, hold on. because of these protests, there's even more police brutality going on because there are tons of videos of peaceful protesters getting dragged, beaten, shot at with rubber bullets, run over,
trampled by horses.
Yeah. This just further ignites more protests, which happens the next day, and then has happened the next day, and then today. The president of the United States, these alleged so-called president of the United States, Josh or Jake.
How dare you? Before we get into the president, before we get into that, can I just talk about a few? Because in my mind, this was a dividing line of the issues going on. Because like I said at the beginning of this episode, I had an entire intro and everything explanation planned out, and then he talked. So is that where you were going with that? Was his speech?
Yeah. So if you want to take that, take it away from there for me, go for it. And then also let Josh talk. I feel like I keep swatting Josh down, and I'm sorry, Josh.
But
so I'll calm down.
But at the speech, like that's where I want to. I want you to come back to the speech because.
Yeah.
Good hell. I just like
shit just gone down.
But I'm not going to talk about that yet because earlier today, I'm going to touch on a few things that Jordan's already said and a few things that Josh has said. And, like, so this whole weekend has just been just batshit insane. And
yeah.
I'm one of these people that, like, too much news or, like, too much bad news stresses me out. It raises my anxiety through the roof. 2020 has been a hell of a year for that so far. So, but also, what also raises my anxiety is knowing that things are happening and then not knowing about it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to read the news. I want to be informed. I want to know what's happening. It gives me anxiety. And then if I take a break from this kind of stuff and try to avoid news and social media, that also gives me anxiety. So I've just kind of doubled down on news. So backing up a bit, when I was thinking about how we could do this episode, because me and Jordan texted a little bit yesterday, and I was like, there's no way we can't. Like, I feel like we just have to.
Yeah.
It got to a point, and I'm going to get pretty personal here and open it up, probably the most I've ever done on this podcast. Like, I'm going to say right now, I used to be a person, not these protests, but, you know, prior protests where I'm like, I was the person saying, why are they rioting? Why are they looting? And I feel like admitting that right now is taking a lot, but I just want to point out that I did used to think that. I used to wonder that. It was might be part of my upbringing or just...
It was most definitely our upbringing, dude.
And I currently live in Utah. We're a wildly conservative state. I am very much a lone voice out here. But over time, what I'm trying to say is, like, I asked that question, why are they doing this? And then I started, like, researching why. And it got into I kind of came to the same conclusion that Jordan already said at the beginning of the show. Don't ask why they're doing it. What did the system do to get them to this point? And once I started seeing it like that, and I'm not saying, like, I came to this conclusion this weekend, like, this has been years, you know.
Yeah.
This has been, what I'm saying is, like, people with that mindset, they can change. They can change their outlook. And I am an example of that.
And I am as well. And
Thank you.
I hope I raised my son to be perceptive of shit.
Yeah. And
fucking brain.
I hope I'm doing the same thing. Because, like, an opportunity came up yesterday. Where now that I had questioned this and knew, and like Jordan said, we're four white guys. I didn't know what I could possibly say about this issue. But then I came to the conclusion that not saying anything about the issue is the worst thing we could do about it.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
And that's one thing when I was at the protest Saturday night, you know, just talking to people, just saying, hey, you know, fuck. I'm here to support you.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. That's basically.
And I used to be afraid of the idea of, like, the white savior complex. Like, is that how we're going to be viewed? And it's like, no, you got to get that out of your mind. If you can just support, talk about raise awareness.
Oh, yeah.
So a perfect example.
Jump in there with them.
Exactly. You know what? Definitely. I would even say. Before all that, listen.
Yeah,
that's all you gotta do.
Yeah,
basically.
If somebody from a community says, "Hey, we have an issue and we're not being treated. We think we're not being treated fairly, and these are all of our concerns." Your job is to listen and to learn. It's not to tell them no.
Yeah, or to shut them down.
Exactly.
And that's basically what America is doing, shutting these people down,
right?
Or worse.
That's
and it's just ridiculous
that I came to is, like, this is no longer the time to be silent. Just
yes,
listen, support, be there.
Definitely.
And so, and as far as spreading awareness goes, yesterday I had the culmination of an opportunity that was the culmination of all of this when mine and Josh's niece, Robbie's cousin, Jordan's Dungeons and Dragons playmate. my niece Chloe, she had questions about this, about everything going on. Thank you, Jordan. I love your dice bag.
I'm glad she asked you then.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, like, it came up because she asked me, why do they have to riot? Why do they have to loot? And it made me happy that I was able to give her the answer in a calm manner and, like, without pointing fingers and everything we've been talking about so far right now.
Yeah.
Like Jordan could not have said it better. I can't think of any better way to say. Just, again, don't ask why they're doing that. Ask what the system did to get them there. And I gave her examples. It was like, I mean, we started this episode going clear back to the 1600s, but let's just go back last year or 2 years ago. And I told her, I was like, Chloe, look at Kaepernick. This, like, ooh. Well, hold on, Josh, hold on.
Don't.
So I was like, they tried the peaceful protest. They did the thing. They were ridiculed. They were mocked. And this is for the same thing. It was about unneeded deaths and murders. And it's just like, they did this. It didn't work. So we have an unheard group of people with their backs against the walls. And this is what happens.
But you know what?
And I don't blame them. And she understood. And she, like, so I need to reiterate, like, she wasn't asking, she was legitimately asking questions why. Like, she wasn't saying, like, oh, why do they have to do that? It was why? Like, I'm very, very proud of her that she even had the nerve to ask. And,
well,
then,
I mean, Chloe is good people, so.
And then, but then she told me that, she had this conversation with her dad, or not the exact same conversation. So mine, Josh's oldest brother, Matt. And don't worry, Josh, this is going a fantastic place. You looked worried. This has a happy ending. So she had just a conversation about all this, and like he was telling her like how important the Black Lives Matter movement is, and that telling her to support it and get out there and protest. And I was like, holy cow, go Matt. Because, and this is where this is going.
That's funny because Matt really tries to stay neutral with shit.
Right, right. And I even said that. But this has been his tipping point just this whole year. And he's spoken out in a positive way. And it's fantastic. And what I'm going definitely. With this is, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I feel like all of us except for Robbie, hopefully, can relate because it concerns the way we were raised. And I'll say it right now. Me and Josh were raised in conservative Northern Utah. And by conservative, I mean wildly conservative. And I'll say it right now because she's dead. Thank you. Our grandma was one of the most racist people I've ever known.
Oh, I remember one thing she told me that I cannot repeat on air. I will not. Let's
yeah, you probably should have just stuck with that. You can't.
No. Yeah, just...
I mean, I could. I literally could because I'm quoting, but I will not.
No, just stop.
No, I'm digging my hole. Give me my shovel back, Jake.
So the theme of everything I'm trying to say, I'll talk about at the end, because me and Josh were raised in this environment. Family members, neighbors, friends around us. Guys, small town Northern Utah in the 80s and 90s is a pretty rough, racist place.
You know what, Jake? It's not much different today.
Okay, this is also true. Same with Southern Utah, which is where I am now. But anyway, so Chloe was asking me, she's like, how were these people like this always? And I was like, yes.
So,
hold on. But
okay, as soon as you're done, I have a really good point to make.
Yeah, but I like my point to her was like, me and Josh and Tim and Matt, our brothers, like, we were raised in this, but it didn't stick. And it gives me hope for people that other people can be raised in this and it didn't stick. And we were smart enough to think for ourselves, to go out for these answers, wondering what we can do, how we can help. And yeah, like, you can change for the better. Yeah. And you don't have
to... there's also the other side of the that argument. You can also change for the worse, which...
which is exactly what I'm not talking about, Robbie.
Yeah. But... changing better for, like, changing for the better is...
Right. If you have best thing of ideals that you were raised in, you don't have to stick with these ideals, people.
Yeah, definitely.
So okay. Which
is why I excluded Robbie from that, because I'm certain that Josh has raised him that way.
So what I want to say right now,
uh-huh,
has anyone in here literally been afraid of their life, afraid for their lives, for just their daily shit?
Not really, no.
I have.
Completely
different situation, but I think the analogy works. And if it doesn't, fucking cut it out. You know, I don't care. You know, the 6 months that... Don't nod at Giuseppe. I saw that.
I'm so glad that you caught that.
You know, the six months, and it's a completely different fucking situation. Fucking different situation. But when I was working in Afghanistan, we got hit by rockets and shit so much. It's like you wake up in the morning and you just feel, is today the day I'm going to die? You know, you ask yourself that fucking question. Now,
which sucks to ask you that question.
How many millions of black people here in America? Millions.
Yeah.
Of black people in America going about their daily fucking lives.
Feeling that way.
Not in a war zone. Not in a motherfucking war zone.
And they are feeling that way, which is bullshit. They
have to ask themselves a question. Is today the day I'm going to fucking die?
And that's just bullshit for our society.
I was there because I was trying to make a fucking dollar. But yeah. I was there as part of a fucking aggressor. I was on the wrong side of that. I'll admit that. But. But. The guys here in America are not on the fucking wrong side of that. They're not. And they're asking themselves that fucking question.
Is today
the day I'm going to die? And they shouldn't. No fucking American in America should ever have to fucking ask themselves that. And this is where we're at. And this is bullshit. This is where we need to change.
Definitely. This is
where every single fucking one of us should be enraged.
Did Josh freeze? I think Josh just froze. I don't know. I kind of feel bad. Yeah, we both froze. I feel like the internet just died at the Hess house.
Oh, man.
He was on a roll. I was really enjoying that.
Yeah, he was.
He made a really good point. Like, when that analogy started, I was like, where's this going? No, he's absolutely right. Americans shouldn't have to ask that question.
Yeah.
Technically, humans shouldn't have to ask that question.
And I also feel like it's not... Like, I'm mad because the system is failing good people.
Right.
But I can only offer my allyship and be informed. I can't. It's wrong to speak for that community as a white person to speak for the community. So I'm doing my best to learn, read, educate myself on how to become a good ally. And I also think that that's the responsibility of white people. I don't think it's the responsibility of any person of color to tell white people how to be a good ally, because white people are the ones that created that institution.
Right.
And white people should be the ones to to educate themselves. And I got really heated in the first part of this episode. It's why I've been quiet for the last couple of minutes, and I've had to cool down because I don't want to sully the,
okay,
the name of
I'm back.
What we're doing.
It looks like Robbie and I lost internet here for a minute.
Yeah, you did. We kept it going.
Do you want to pick up where you left off?
You made the point really well. And we were just expanding on that.
Well, would you guys expand on? Sorry. No, you know what? Don't catch me up. We don't need a freaking... It just... I'm mad. That's all there is to it.
I just added that the responsibility... Like, it's wrong for us. Like, we can be outraged and we can be allies with the Black Lives Matter movement. Right. And when we can be allies with people of color, but it's wrong for us to speak out for them because it's not our place to speak on their hardships. Right. We can be there and support.
I completely agree with that. It's up to us to fucking.
So
let them use their voices and for us to say, yeah, this is fucking wrong.
Right. Right. And like I was telling Jake, it's like, so what I'm doing is I'm taking this time to become a better ally. I'm searching for sources. I'm looking for text to read on how to better be an ally. Because let's face it, and I said this a second ago when you popped out, was it's not the responsibility of people of color to teach white people how to become a good ally, because we white people are responsible for the institution that is in place.
Mm-hmm. It's up to us,
and
up to us to be that ally. It's up to us to fucking tell our friends to be that ally. It's up to us to show the fucking world that we are that ally.
So, and again, if I think of a lot of people are sitting here asking, but why? What is all the looting? Prove or why is it, why do you have to loot? Like, why? You're asking the wrong questions. Like, this, the stores, the property in the stores, it's just stuff, it's material objects. If you're asking that question, then you're clearly more upset about the loss of a material object than this man was his life.
Exactly.
For their lives.
You know what, I think if anyone asks that question, they need to listen to Sublime. That's like, no shit, I learned more about fucking the LA riots from Sublime. You know, the initial learning. The continued learning. Hold up. I haven't watched them yet, but there's two documentaries on Netflix right now that are highly recommended. Let It Fall and LA 92.
I would also like to add The 13th.
The 13th?
Yeah, it's a documentary on Netflix. It's about the 13th Amendment and the fine print in it, and how the enslavement, how the abolition of enslavement only abolished chattel slavery, but we still have enslavement underneath the eyes of the law.
Oh, yes, we do. Being in the military, our furniture in every fucking military building and everything, like just everything, is made by two entities, prison system and Lighthouse for the Blind, which I fully support Lighthouse for the Blind, you know, because blind people freaking get, you know, being able to have jobs and do something is a good thing. But the prison system making what, 13 cents a fucking hour building furniture? Is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, and that is...
Well, that's a completely different story, and I'm going to stop right there.
I mean, you're absolutely not wrong. But that is a cog in the system that Jordan is talking about. So I'm not going to cut you off and say, no, don't talk about it, but if we go down that road, we're going to not get down this road, but absolutely right. So... are we...
So, like, honestly, I kind of feel like this is what should have happened on April 22nd, 1992. It shouldn't have been just LA. It should have been nation fucking wide. It really should have been.
Well, here's the thing. Like, no, racism is just filmed now. It's like, well, we have social media.
That's the thing. And that's the thing. That's what it is. We have social media. I feel things are getting better, but we hear about it more now.
I don't think things have gotten better at all. I think we hear about it more because of social media. Yeah, now it's just now it's filmed and we can hold those people accountable.
I mean, this is in line with
we're not holding them accountable.
That's
the problem. We're fucking not holding them accountable.
Those two cops in Atlanta got fired.
Like, because Atlanta is proactive. Atlanta has been proactive for a long time. You know?
I don't know much about Atlanta, but yes. But it's just... It's kind of like... I don't know. No, I'm not going down that way. It's not bad. I just don't know how to connect it. But anyway.
I think the ultimate takeaway from... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Josh.
No, we're prepared yet unprepared for this subject.
That's why I was really hoping that we had all of our ducks in a row and it's just not just yelling into the void, which I've just been doing all day.
I was expecting to get ranty. You got ranty for me, and now my rantiness is I'm mad.
Okay.
Sorry.
As far as yelling into the void, like I feel like we're learning. We're like, as long as we're trying and we're learning, we're asking questions. Like, I don't see how do I make this not sound self-aggrandizing, but we're on the right path.
I think the main thing is, to the extent people feel comfortable, join the fucking protests.
Yes.
If the protests turn bad and you're out of your zone, you have every right to fuck right off. You can nope out.
I think if
support our fucking countrymen, support our brothers and sisters. This is horse shit.
I think the biggest takeaway from this entire thing is that this is quite possibly one of the most important learning experiences people can have. And if you feel uncomfortable learning about this, and learning about this makes you feel uncomfortable, then good. Yes. Because other people have had to live it. And not only that, if you don't feel uncomfortable learning something, then you're not really growing. Yes. So the fact that you feel, if learning about this, the hard truth about this, makes you feel uncomfortable, then that means you know that there's something wrong and something needs to change.
Right. Yes. So, and that's the point I was trying to get at, like using myself as an example. The change is happening. I've done it. I've done what Jordan's saying. And like, it's possible. I'm not there yet. I would like... Does that sound bad?
No, but, because it means you're still open to learning experiences and that you're still improving on it. So I don't think that's bad at all.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say.
But you know,
however, if somebody is listening to this and we are wrong, please let us know, because as it is a learning experience, we are not infallible and we would love to learn more. So please,
thank you.
Let us know. Yes. If we are wrong, call us out.
Correct us. I'll take it. Josh, go ahead. Sorry.
I just want to say before we cut out,
We have a whole other thing.
Oh, no. Well, before we get into the next thing, I just want to say it doesn't just stop with Black Lives Matter. You know, we're going to equal rights for gays. We have the whole Hispanic population. It is Pride Month. We have the whole Hispanic population. We have the whole, you know, we have an Asian population, you know, and yes, one group is getting shit on more than others right now, but It's all of us. We need to support all of us. We're fucking human beings. We all are. And if anyone fucking disagrees with your lifestyle or your color or anything, fuck them. You know, this is, none of that has to do with the fact, with anything except the fact that we're human beings. We're in this together. We're in this world together. We need to take care of each other. I have fun with all my fucking friends, no matter what, and I have a fucking mixed pot of friends, man. You know, and they're all fun. We can't keep treating each other like this. Okay, not each other. We can't keep treating certain groups like this. You know?
Groups.
Like, right. Yeah. We can't keep doing this. And this isn't, it's not just an American problem. But looking, the world right now is seeing this as a fucking American problem. And it's embarrassing. It's fucking embarrassing.
I will agree hard with you on that one. It is wildly embarrassing. And speaking of embarrassments, Jordan, are you ready to continue the timeline?
Sorry to be interrupterton.
No, you're good. I didn't listen to what he said.
I did.
Okay, so why don't you continue the timeline?
So, as previously stated, I had the entire, like, I didn't write anything down, but I had the beats I wanted to hit on today's episode. And then the air quote President of the United States of America came out of his bunker today to give a speech in the Rose Garden. And as I was watching it, I was shook. I was in awe at the audacities of what he was saying.
And the contradictions?
And the contradictions, because, and the terrifying things that he said. Because he knows he has a loyal army of cult followers. And when he emphasized the Second Amendment, I saw that as a dog whistle. And it was terrifying to me. Because I saw a video today on Twitter, and I reported this video instantly. I don't remember who tweeted it or what, but I saw it on Twitter. This mega man with his guns, he made a video saying how he was locked and loaded and waiting for the signal to go take care of the protesters. And so he's over here waiting for the signal. The president is touting the Second Amendment with no regard to the First Amendment. Hold on. Keep that in mind. I'm almost done here. And then he goes and says, and I only watched it once, so I'm kind of paraphrasing.
He disregards other people's Second Amendment right and then enacts his people's. That's one thing. Right. My other thing has to do with the First Amendment. So
again, I only watched it once because it was all I could stomach. But I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was along the lines of, if states and cities don't take control of their protests, he is sending in the military to stop these protests.
And he is going to invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807, I believe it was called. It's called.
Yes, thank you, Jordan. And so, I want to feel like I'm being hyperbolic here, but part of me doesn't think I'm being hyperbolic here. He essentially declared war on Americans.
Yes. He declared war on left Americans.
Right. And
no, left.
Correct. No. Shut up, Josh. It's not an Abbott and Costello bit. And then, that's probably the worst part.
Are you sure? Because sometimes Because sometimes I feel like the last 3 years have been Abbott and Costello bit.
No, because Abbott and Costello brings joy. In okay, his speech, he also said that he is an ally to the peaceful protesters. And then, circling back to what we just said about social media, and thank God for the, or any deity or lack thereof that you believe in, thank goodness for the social media and live streamers, because he said he is an ally to the peaceful protesters, and then there was a peaceful protest going on in front of the church across the street. He had them gassed and moved, tear gassed and moved, so that he could walk across the street safely, in air quotes, for himself, and take a photo op of him holding the Bible in front of the church. And the only reason that we know that happened is because of the social media people that were there in their peaceful protest, doing nothing wrong, and they got it all on video, and anyone who doesn't believe me can go watch those videos, and how wrong and sickening that was, that he stated wait, less than 5 minutes later, literally attacked them.
Did he walk, or did he take his rascal scooter? Because motherfucker can't walk that far.
He centaur waddled. I don't know. But it was sickening. And that moment, like, from then until still now, like, I'm shook. Because that was
one of the
most un-American things I've ever seen.
Because he's not...
He's not an American.
Or is it the most American thing you've seen?
No, because I've checked the American history books, and we're not a... Wait. No, let me check.
No, we were founded on the lack
of God. We were founded on what?
The lack of God. Thomas Jefferson was a fucking known atheist. No, I'm sorry. Not known atheist.
Deist.
Enlightened.
He was a deist. I'm telling you he was a deist.
Don't argue with the narrator.
but he published the Bible. He published the Bible where he took out all freaking talk of God.
That's still a deist.
All right, anyway.
A deist is just someone that believes in a higher power, but then once you're here, they're done with you.
I know what a deist is.
let's not put Thomas Jefferson up on a pedestal, because he still owned enslaved people.
No, I'm
and not, had many I'm, babies I'm, and had many babies with his enslaved women.
Wasn't
what Jordan said, or yeah, was this the most American?
So yes, so so Thomas Jefferson doesn't get the gold star in this. Like, he's still a piece of shit.
Well, I mean. Like, literally, they fucking all were. And we can't whitewash that. We cannot. We gotta stop. No. We have to fucking stop whitewashing that shit.
And all the founding fathers owned enslaved people.
Whitewashing is such a fucking perfect
term. Wait, in Washington?
For it.
Yep.
Oof. Yeah. And so did Brigham Young.
I know that.
James Madison.
Man, and see, again, this is why I'm asking questions, and thank you for providing the answer. So anyway, back to the timeline. That's where we are now. Since we started this podcast, I don't know what's going on outside.
So
I don't know either.
It's just utter fucking chaos.
I don't understand how we can have, I'm throwing up the air quotes a lot here in this second segment, a leader, air quotes, or lack thereof, no air quotes, who, this guy is supposed to be the president of the United States of America, the leader of Americans, and he just declared, if you don't have to call it a war, he declared harm on Americans.
No, he declared motherfucking war. He designated Antifa as a terrorist organization.
But the sad thing is, first off,
they're not an organization. It's a movement. It's a movement. And it's a movement that happened since World War fucking II.
Please tell me what Antifa stands for.
Anti-fascist. We should all be anti-fascist. But the fucking fascist motherfucker that declared Antifa as a terrorist. So that's, we cannot declare Antifa. He can't do that.
Well, here's the thing. Again, this is hyperbolic, but nothing surprises me anymore. I read someone saying on Reddit that by doing that, if it is effective, anyone who opposes him, you could claim as being Antifa, because like you said, it's a movement.
Correct.
But again, correct. I want to put the hyperbolic label on that.
But I'm wrong. So why are the Proud Boys not a fucking terrorist organization? Why is the KKK not a fucking terrorist organization? Because what are they?
Orders.
They are motherfucking terrorists. But no, here in America, we have a fucking freedom of speech law where they can protect their fucking First Amendment rights, and they're not terrorists because they are just using their freedom of speech.
And here he declared war and or harm on people exercising their First Amendment rights.
The left and the Democratic Party. That's what he did. We are officially Nazi Germany now.
Here's the other thing.
Officially Nazi Germany.
In his speech today, declaring, declaring harm on these people. Not his first time doing that this week.
Not his first time in the last 10 years.
Right.
Jordan's checking his watch. What time is it, bud?
No, I just got a notification. My watch was reminding me to breathe.
Oh, I hate Apple Watches for that. When I have anxiety attacks and my fucking watch is breathe, I'm like, yeah, I know, motherfucker. I'm trying to.
Oh, man. So that brings us up to currently right now in the timeline. And so after that, we started recording a podcast episode. It's just, I have so many questions. I have so many concerns.
No, you know, I agree. I think what I gotta say to our listeners, if you haven't heard it, listen to Killer Mike's last speech.
Yeah.
And to your comfort level, to your safety level, get your ass out there and protest.
I will second the safety level. I'm going to say go past your comfort level.
Well,
not dive into it.
We did the other night, and actually, it was like I said earlier, it was positive, really positive. And you know, there's communities around us that are burning. My community, you know, our protest was good. You know, we didn't touch on Flint, Michigan, did we?
Oh, no, we put a pin in that. And then I dropped
the sheriff of Flint, Michigan took off his helmet, took off his fucking body armor, and set down his baton, and his fucking officers did the same thing.
Well, is that the video of the guy that's been going around?
Yes, and they said, fuck it, we're marching with our people. And there's been communities where the police departments have fucking taken a knee. Jake.
Can I just say, and this, again, this is one of the moments where, correct me if I'm wrong, I will listen, but I'm very cynical. And when I saw that, what he did was good. I loved it. But I don't like that we're celebrating police precinct for doing the right thing. Like,
I get what you're saying.
Base level. Like, they should have been there. That is what it should be.
Okay, But does that make sense? You gotta understand, everybody in Flint, Michigan has been suffering for the last 10 fucking years.
And I didn't know it was Flint until just now when yes. I asked that question.
So
that's where I was coming from.
I think everybody in that community, color doesn't matter. They're all suffering.
Yeah, they and all again, love their, I like they what
all
he did.
Love their community, and they're all going to fight for the community, and they're doing that still. And God damn, you know. But in this, Jesus. It's not even been a week.
No.
And just...
Well, it's been exactly a week.
Has it?
Since George Floyd died. Well, was murdered.
Well, was murdered, but since the protest. So tomorrow, the protest will be right. A week. Because it was the day after.
Yeah.
You know, this is just... This is not America, guys. This is not what we are. This is not what I swore my fucking oath of fucking office for the military. This is not what the president swore his oath of office for.
This is not what American citizens pay taxes for.
No.
Like, you're not wrong. But it's not what any of us are in for.
No, some people are fucking salivating on this shit.
Yeah, and that's what scares me.
They're fucking evil.
Yes.
You know, God, we've gone so far over.
It hasn't stopped us in the last 2 months.
Yeah, I know. It's just, guys, you know, we're better than this. Collectively, we're fucking better than this. It's not right versus left. It's not white versus black. It's not white versus brown.
It's not so much to be not racist. You have to be anti-racist now. Now is the time to be anti-racist.
Okay, to round out the episode, can I ask a question on that?
Yes, give me 1 second. There is a book called How to Be Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi. So I just want to put that out there.
So that was my suggestion tonight. We're going to take notes on a book of how not to be a dick. So we need to do that next week.
Man, but like, $15.
Like, come on, guys.
It's temporarily out of stock.
Seriously,
ooh, audiobook.
Seriously, the book "How Not to Be a Dick" by the Mickey Mutineers. Wouldn't that be great?
I can't write, Josh.
Yeah, I don't think that we're the people
to
write that.
It's Jay.
but like. Being anti, like, I guess I could read the book. I was going to say, what does that entail? Like, are we calling people out now? Because I have no problem calling people out. It's outside of my comfort zone.
No, I think it's just practices on how to be a good ally.
Okay.
You know,
I know I let my feelings kind of and emotions get the better of me. And there's a very good chance that through all of my ranting through this episode, I wasn't a good ally, and that's on me. And I can only do better the next day than I did the previous day.
Thank you. Yes. And that's what I'm striving for right there. Exactly that.
And you know what? I have many good friends that are black. I have many good friends that are minority. And I'll fucking stand up for them forever. But you're right. Am I a good ally? Am I doing what I need to do?
And I think it's just open-mindedness and the willingness to change and the willingness to move forward.
It's not only that. It's the willingness to put your ass on the line.
It's that too.
It's definitely the willingness and to put your ass on the line.
After tonight, it became absolutely that in less than 3 minutes. Shocking.
You know, I just, you know, there's people I love that aren't white. And I don't expect them to be ever, because that's fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So, again, as we round out this episode, I really love the idea of getting a black voice in on this. So, open invitation, or, like, if you like our listeners, like, if you know someone who has a voice, like, and wants to talk, send them our way. We're here. We want to learn. We want to hear it. We want to hear your voice. We'll put it out there. Like, I forgot what I just said. Did I say we want to learn? Because if I did, I'll say it again. We want to learn. Like, let's do this. This is a turning point. Jordan said it. This year is a crucial year. And I wish I had the charisma to really round out this speech in a big give them hell kind of way, but I don't. I just, guys, let's do this.
You know what? I got the charisma to round this out.
See you.
Fuck Trump.
That is charismatic. So, no, Jordan.
That was melodramatic. I can't do that charismatic.
Yeah, no, it's hard. So. No, don't.
I still can't. I'm going for the pose and I still can't.
Jordan, any parting last round this out words?
I just feel like I have to echo what I said earlier. It's like, listen. Stop. Listen. And learn. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to feel uncomfortable if you learn something that makes you feel uncomfortable. Because once you learn it, you'll have to deal with it.
Thank you. Like, yes, yes. So. Josh, you had a finger up.
I'm fucking mad that the First Lady's fucking slogan was be better.
Yeah, yeah.
No. And what was Killer Mike's slogan the other night? It was plot, plan, strategize.
Organize and mobilize.
And mobilize.
That's better. That's you being know what? Better.
And I find it funny. I know he's a rap star and that's his rap name. But Jesus Christ. Someone named Killer Mike. Who can fucking nail it right off the bat. And not someone. I mean, like I said, I really respect the dude and I have for a while. And it's just be better. And her husband shits on America. And she fucking, well, I imagine she can't say anything about it, honestly.
Yeah, you know, of course she can.
I mean, to be honest, you know, we went from having a strong black woman as fucking First Lady.
Highly respectable, too.
Yeah, I've for my drive across country next week, I do have Becoming on my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really, really, really looking forward to that one. But and it's on Netflix now, right? I saw it somewhere else besides audiobook.
I have no idea.
And print book, because, you know, I'm a loser that has no time to read.
Yeah, Becoming is on Netflix. Yes, you are correct.
Okay. Okay. If I was not a CDL driver, I would be watching it instead on my driver across country, because
now you're saying, you know, too much. That's unsafe.
No, Jake and I.
You shut your whore mouth, Josh.
This happened. This happened. And we got in a car accident here in Atlanta, and I just yelled at the lady and made her cry. And then, God, I'm an asshole.
Oh, that's not at all where I thought this was going. Never mind. You know what? That's fine. You're an asshole. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. thanks for listening.
You know what? I don't know where you're putting this. The first or the end, but we got to take the power back.
Motherfucker, go see.